Blog Talk Radio.
AB Radio. Ah, yeah. This is my song.
Hey, girl.
Unfortunately. We played it already, so I can't, you know, I'm not going to start it off like that. Welcome to Angry Bastard Radio. You got 43 minutes left. Sorry about being late, ladies and gentlemen. It's just the fact that I was watching some old episodes of 24, and it's like, even though it's old, I was watching season 4, and it gets to the point where, you know how 24 is, and it sucks because if you have 24 or you're a 24 fan, you know how. Action happens, but the real action always happens at the end. And if they don't, if they really want to be dickheads about it, they'll end it off with, like, say, Jack Bauer about to walk in. And then the warehouse just blows the fuck up. And then you're like, come on, what happened? And then they go, doo-doo, 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 doo-doo. And then you hear the music, and they go, stay tuned the next Monday. You're like, come on! God! Shit pisses you the fuck off. Well, I was watching 24, so that kind of, you know, got me. So, you know, we're back in the fucking Matrix, you know, back in the mix like we never fucking left. SD in the fucking building. Yo, SD.
Yo.
Sup, nigga? The fuck you, where the fuck were you? I thought you fucking disappeared off the face of the earth, nigga.
And doing some minor adjustments.
Some minor adjustments?
Yeah.
All right, no doubt. That's actually funny as them. Like, yo, what the fuck, man? What's up with, we went on a chat line. I'm like, yo, closing SD. He's like, that nigga's in the Matrix. I'm like, oh, shit.
Who said that?
6-4.
When was this?
2 days ago.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Shout out to, I don't want to say this shit wrong, but is it Hanesboro, Pennsylvania?
Hanesboro,
Pennsylvania.
Hanesboro.
Mm-hmm.
I think that might be it. Hines. No, it's probably Hanes. It's probably Hanesboro.
Yeah. Got it.
Oh yeah, is that the minor setback that you was malazulating?
Yeah. That shit hit me unexpectedly, like bird shit.
Ah, Lord. I mean, did it take care of the situation?
I mean, yeah. Matter of fact, I'm gonna find out about that. Maybe in another 2 to 3 hours.
Another 2 to... Oh.
You know what I mean?
Alright, no doubt. Hanesboro doing his thing.
We got Hanesboro out here in Staten Island right now. And I'm really appreciating it so far.
So, are you saying that everybody should, you know, check out somebody from Hanesboro?
I mean, yeah.
Or just you were just one of the lucky ones to come across?
Yeah, basically, like...
Some good Hanes.
It was just mad funny how it happened. Because I'm on my way to, you know, handle my Thug Dizzle or whatever. And I see a car with some PA tags pull up on me. I'm like, what's going on? So they hit the reverse. I pull over. Yo, you know where that's at? I'm like, Well, that's pretty interesting because I'm on my way to go handle that right now.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? So they're like, all right, no doubt. So I'm checking the tags now. Like, obviously, I'm not from around here. Where I'm from. Hence the term shout out Hanesboro. So I'm like, what up? I'll match whatever y'all, you know what I mean? Y'all trying to establish or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You hear the driver like, oh, I'm so with it right now. You hear the passenger like, yo, we got to go handle this real quick. So I'm like, listen.
So off the bat, you're thinking, oh, Lord.
Yeah, like, I was about to just walk away from the vehicle, like, you know what, I'm out of here.
Mm-hmm.
So he was like, wait a minute, where are you going? Take these numbers down.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll take those digits down, no doubt. So, boom, I'm thinking they leaving, these bitches come back. and get some more, whatever they got to handle or whatever. And
mm-hmm.
like, yeah, I'm definitely trying to get up tonight. Well, all right, we're going to see when you get that call from the guard. What's really, really going on out here? So I'm just laying in wait right now in the trenches.
Yeah, that's what's up.
That is,
and that is what it is. That is a movement.
And that is what it is.
Yeah, dog. You know, we made a new MySpace page.
Again?
When did I tell you went on MySpace, dog? The Jones said this, you went on MySpace for like, since like the third of August.
Damn. I've been off it that long?
Hell yeah.
Man.
The 3rd of August. The page we got is pretty funky.
I'm scared to go on it now.
Why?
Probably got 1,000 messages, nigga.
Yeah, dog.
That's probably be an all-day event.
Yeah, dog. You already know what it is, man.
Shout out to Ruby Red, man. Oh, my goodness. Shout out to you.
Oh, Lord. Who's Ruby Red?
Ruby Red, man. She know who she is.
That's all that matters.
That's
all that matters. As long as Ruby Red know who Ruby Red is.
Lord. Oh, my goodness. I'm so in love with that girl. I'm ready to hang it up.
Now, what part of... Where's Ruby Red from?
Cubero.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out to Queens, man. Far Rockaway.
Yeah. Definitely shout out to Queens, man. Shout out to Haynesport. Haynes, you said Haynesboro? Haynesboro.
Yeah, Haynesboro.
Shout out to Haynesboro. You know, y'all definitely got some love on the AB radio.
Oh, yeah.
And Angry Bastard Radio wants to show their love and support. Send their love and support to Queens, you know?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Queens, New York, you know? Queensbridge. Far Rockaway. I want to give a big shout out to Brooklyn, you know?
Oh,
East New York.
Can't forget Brooklyn.
Yeah. East New York is trying to put their shit on the map.
Oh,
I used to deal with this female, this little honey out in East New York, and it's amazing because... Considering the fact that I was born in Bed-Stuy, she used to always talk shit. You know, yeah, well, East New York gets it popping. I'm like, not like Bed-Stuy. So, like, maybe last year, I think, some shit popped off, and they tried to say that East New York is out there now. Like, you can get killed walking down the street in East New York. I still don't believe it. Until they change their street names to realer states, and not New Jersey, then maybe you might get that. Like maybe Harlem Ave or Camden Road or North Philly Boulevard.
Or Malcolm X Boulevard.
Or what?
Or Malcolm X.
Oh, yeah, Malcolm X Boulevard. Then we can talk Martin Luther King Avenue.
Oh, yeah, definitely Martin Luther.
Can't forget Martin Luther.
Can't forget that. Don't fuck up now.
Don't fuck up now.
Oh.
We got L.E., a.k.a. Sleazy E, holding it down.
Sleazy E, man.
Yo, your mom's is Millhouse. And Netta B is, what's the fucking, the bully's name? The bully's name on the show? Martin.
Martin.
What are you talking about?
He said Netta B. This guy's funny. Every time, every show, he comes on and he names someone skinny for my mom and someone fat.
I'm about to get on this thing and eat. He don't even like Roscoe for Martin.
Oh, shit.
Hold on.
Roscoe in his face. Yeah, fall back, nigga. Yo, E, what you doing tonight, dog?
Huh?
What you doing tonight, dog?
I tell you what he's not doing. Getting some pussy.
That's the truth.
Yo, I'm saying, what you doing tonight?
Working.
Oh, damn. What time you up? 12?
Say again? trying to get off. Yeah, did they want you to take everything out? I think we're done with the game. I'll call Mick and find out.
I can probably get up at 1 in the morning.
Shabby, you know? All right, let me call Shabby.
His Mexican ass, nigga.
Like I said, only Mexican I know that do construction at 12 at night.
Yeah.
What?
There's the lead coming from the power source, and then there's two going out. So,
get this guy out of here, man.
The only reason why this nigga, is in the head of his job is because he looks like a Mexican, and he's the only look-alike Mexican that actually knows English. It's like, why not?
All right,
let's make this fucking spicker. Let's make this spicker a head of construction. He's the head of the trashman.
Who died and made him boss?
Word. Hey, boy. Hey, dog. You just got yourself banged on, buddy.
Yeah.
We want to play some new music, man.
What happened to that Jedi Knight shit?
Huh?
What happened to that Jedi Knight shit I gave you?
What Jedi Knight shit? Ah, oh, damn, I didn't even download that shit.
That shit is cracked.
Shit is cracked?
Hell yeah.
But this is brand new music, Styles P, featuring Sheik, Home Run Kings.
Lock, nigga.
DJ Omen.
Somebody should've told you that P grinding. 17 shots hit you up from the P90.
Hit him up.
Cause I don't give a fuck.
Give
Here's
a
what
fuck.
I'm fucking giving. Big bullets out the clip. They hit a nigga up.
Hit him up.
They stand right there with his flat line. Whatever's in his pocket, give me that, nigga. That's mine.
Give me that.
Cause you know I keep it sewer.
You know that.
Cause I've been in the sewer knee deep in manure. That'll make a nigga truer. A false, not me. That's not how I maneuver.
Not me.
European automotive shit. Big. Bigger than rap, we're kidnapping niggas.
Rap
school where your daughter go. You don't want them to find out what your daughter know.
Fuck a drive-by, today's gas is too high. I get out and rock a bye, nigga, on first try. Everything the same, still shoot with the black glove. Couple more bitches since I came out with good love. Trimmed a little weight through the V-neck on me. Range in the lot, chick walking New York. I do the Wayne flow, but I don't sniff blow. I leave them all fucking dead like Wayne's bro. Straight heat, sheet lyrics, propane, bro. Waving for you, high hater like Nano. I put holes through Harry Potter books. Leave a nigga dead till we have Ricardo look.
Little nigga, chill, you got nothing for me.
Chill,
just
nigga.
Another Henry Hill, fucking with Uncle Paulie. I get you out of here, baby. I'm in here, nigga. I get in your bitch ass like swimwear, nigga.
Word.
Keep funky in the hood like Jim Gear, nigga.
You know
catch your body, yeah, done that. Been there, nigga.
Been there.
Cause the hood know the kid shoot. Hoop the order, big truck.
Big truck.
5 or 6 coupe, headed to the airport. Whoever I shot or stabbed, fuck it, cause it's there for.
It's there for.
If I got a weapon on me, that's what it's there for.
Yeah.
You ain't got to ask the ghost what you getting here for.
I don't belong on your team, I'm like Jason Kidd.
Nah.
Fuck practice, I'm high, I ain't chasing shit. I've been bitten since Teen Summit. I made hits, but Diddy got the money, cause I ain't
bad
seen nothing from it. Hangovers, Black Shades, Ed Hardy. G5, about to hit another 2 parties. Fast life, cocaine on the night. Bitches running up like Nick Cannon White. I told y'all to book me before. Now I charge a lot more, even if I ain't get out the store. Kiss the ring of the Don Gorilla. Before I take you out that Benz and bring you back to the Honda dealer.
Yeah!
Pete, we
out of
here, baby.
E-Block! Your grandmother look like poobs, nigga. Matter of fact, your grandmother is poobs. Okay, let's see. Moving on to news. 50 Cent avoiding the investigators in his baby mom's house fire. You tell me this nigga did not set this nigga's house on fire. The investigators into the highly suspicious fire that gutted the Long Island home owned by 50 Cent, but occupied by his ex-girlfriend and their son, is lingering because the... Oh, Lord. Yeah, it's D.
Yeah.
You didn't hear that illiterate shit I just did you? I said is lingering. What is actually is lingering. Oh, shit. I need to go back to school. So the rapper has not been interviewed by investigators. A fire official said investigators have not been able to conclude the investigation, partly because the hip-hop star, whose real name is Curtis Jackson, has not met with the arson squad. The official said attempts have been made through Jackson's attorney to meet with him, but blah, 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 blah. We interview blah, 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 who gives a fuck. Keisha Cole trying to be civilized, but the ghetto still peeps through. Yeah, it does. They have a picture of Keisha Cole advertising that pink smooth touch shit, that, you know, that for hair. And it's like, if you look at the magazine cover, she's trying to be all, you know, like, yeah, like, you know, like, yeah, I'm a beautiful model, like, yeah, yeah. But if you look at her do, it goes from sitting there like, I'm a beautiful model, to a, I'm a beautiful motherfucking model. Like, you know, she's trying to be sexy, and she is sexy, but she's trying to be, like, so proper, but the hairdo just fucks it all up. Like, just from her eyes, it looks like she wants to fuck somebody up. Then they got, let's see, Angie Martinez interviews T.I. He tries so hard not to sound ghetto, but it never but it never works. I love to see, I love to hear this Negro trying to not sound ghetto. Then again, after that, we're going to play a Sirius Jones versus Murder Mook. And it says, one of the best classic rap battles. But it's a cartoon animated version. Round one, first time in several months, Sirius Jones was in a conversation. And here we go.
What's up, Happy? Yeah.
What's happening?
What's up, baby?
Moving.
Good to see you.
Thank you. Good to be seen.
You look as cool and collected as ever.
And you look, you got a new swag yourself.
Do you think so?
Yeah, I think so.
What do you think it is?
I don't
know. A little suntan,
man.
Maybe?
Yeah, I don't know. You got a suntan. You got a nice little something going. I told you, you got a hell of a Miami look.
So, are you doing a reality show? Are you taping a reality show right now?
It's really like a day in the life, fly on the wall type. Follow me throughout my many endeavors, you know what I'm saying, for whether I'm in the
home
studio.
Life too?
A little bit. You know, just the many things, the many hats that I wear, as well as a son, a father, and, you know. And,
yeah.
Oh, and also my community service. We pick, like, I think 5 kids that really, really need help.
Mm-hmm.
And we, you know what I'm saying, I connect with them and follow. They follow, you get to see me and how I work with them, you know, on a one-on-one
basis. How do you find them kids?
I mean, at the different speaking engagements.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
You can't pick them?
Yeah, like kids that I see, you know, like, you know, I see something in you, you know.
Is that something that you had to do because of the, like, the courts making you do that?
I mean, yeah, it's definitely a condition of my situation, of my agreement, but I've always been hands-on when giving back. I've always, you know, been someone who was real in touch with the community.
So that's actually a good part of what
Absolutely.
You have to do.
Yeah, it's rewarding too, man. I enjoy it. You know, I think that it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work, and but it keeps me focused on doing the right thing. The more I suggest to others to do the right thing, I gotta suggest it to myself as well. We started a movie in September. I began filming my next film. It's called Bone Deep.
Wait,
and,
I'm so sorry. We're going to go back to the movie.
Okay.
Your man Maino, I have to go back to Maino because I just had the vision of the thing on the internet of him
okay.
jumping in the crowd.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you know what? Yeah. We don't take no anger management classes together.
Nah. See, what people got to understand, man, you know, we trying our best, and we doing the best we can, man, to get from where we were in life to where we would like to be in life.
This is a hard transition.
But y'all got to work with us, man.
Y'all the people?
Yeah, the people. Y'all got to work with us, man. Because, you know, sometimes security is for your protection, not for the artist's protection. Because you never can tell, man. You don't know what people going through in their lives. And you know what I'm saying? And a lot of times, man, you know, to our own fault, people just be fans, and they don't know what to say.
Mm.
And when they just come out, they face sideways. We just have natural reactions.
You know the same, baby. If they knew better.
Man, the movie is called Bone Deep, starring myself, Idris Alba. I don't know how to exactly pronounce the name. I apologize.
Okay.
Matt Dillon and Chris Brown.
Nice.
Yeah, man, it's a flick about some fly, well dressed, good looking. Well-spoken, intelligent, articulate bankroll.
Well, you need to take some of that advice, brother. Because you sound like a retarded bastard.
You know
all that stuttering, man.
You couldn't be the person who just walk in the bank.
The only classes you need to take is speech lessons, you bastard.
You know how big you will be on the movie screen, man.
Yeah, I'll be bigger than you.
You're going away in March,
yes? Yeah.
How do you prepare for that? Do you have to do anything else?
You stack money.
Back money.
Yeah.
Okay.
Does it
weigh on your mind even now that this is something that you have to go do?
Nah, I mean, you know, it's an ever-present thought, but it doesn't really. You don't let it affect you in that way, because then you'll do more time than you really have to do. You know what I'm saying? You'll spend your free time as jail time.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do that. You know, you got to allow nature to take its course. You know what I'm saying?
So not being able to drink, does that have you in a whole different mindset?
Nah, man. You know, I've acknowledged the situation that I'm in. I've accepted it. And, you know, right now I'm doing everything necessary to move forward. I'm not dwelling on what I can't do. I'm just being thankful, thanking God for what I can do.
True.
You know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing. I don't have anything that's going to hold me back and keep me from progressing.
Good.
So I don't have any habits that I just must maintain, except getting money.
And you're still on the curfews and stuff, right? You still?
Yeah, I still have certain conditions.
Does he make fun of you when you have to go home?
Yeah, because I stay out of party. This is your boy, the Country Kane, man. And when he goes and out.
Nobody cares about you, you fat bastard. If T.I. wasn't there, your black ass wouldn't be there either. Nobody cares about you. Look at Angie Martinez looking like a damn fucking a Powerpuff Ranger.
Yeah, live on.
You know, so y'all can see her in all her glory.
I'm going to.
What you doing kissing all that ass for? You rat bastard. Yeah, we got the Doug G show tuned in, holding it down. What's that? Of course. See, this is amazing, people. Everyone that's tuned in to Angry Bastard Radio, AB Radio, my cast members, my host members, always have, like, for instance, SD. I play a video. If it's not D-Block or anything that deals with D-Block, just D-Block. It could be just some 50 Cent shit. It could be some Jigga. But if it's not, but if, you know what I mean, it could be any of that shit. And they won't listen. But if it's D-Block, or if it was D-Block in the interview, or any type of shit like that, best believe SD's funky ass will be right there. I had a feeling as soon as I came back that he was going to be gone. I don't give a fuck, man. It's AB Radio. It's Angry Radio, Angry Bastard Radio. Yeah, so what? I can't talk. Damn it, it doesn't matter. Let me do a shout-out to the dude right quick. Doug G, welcome to the... Welcome. As y'all can see, I'm by myself, so bear with me. Welcome to the show, my dude. No homo. That shit was gay. If you ever say no homo after it, I mean, you're automatically gay. I'm sorry. Like, if dog, you got some nice legs. No homo. Hey, yeah, your ass looks good in those jeans. No homo, though. No homo. Like, no F about it in my face. That's all homo. The guy that came up with the no homo was homo. I mean, who the fuck wears pink? I'm going to wear my pink outfit with my pink underwear, my pink shoes, with my pink diamonds, and my pink Cadillac. And when I wake up out of my pink bed, I'm going to use my pink towel and my pink washcloth with my pink soap to rub this pink Victoria's Secret bullshit over me so I can smell like a pink ranger. You pink bastard. Next up is Sirius Jones versus Murder Mook. One of the best rap classic rap battles of them all. It's like a little cartoon thing of it. So I'll be able to see the cartoon while you're able to hear these fucking Negroes argue back and forth. You know? I'm a Negro myself, so don't get don't catch offense. Let's go.
And then Jody? Sirius Jones jersey first half. Woods, let's go.
You already know. 116, man.
Alright. It's on me first. Yo, alright, listen. See, I'm gonna tell y'all a turn the phones off, man.
Stuttering bastard.
Yo, I'm gonna tell y'all a true story. As God is my witness. See, I was chilling in the crib, minding my business. When I get a phone call private, yo, I'm like, who the fuck is this? Now, I ain't gonna say no names. You like, yo, I called you 3 times, you ain't called back. Anyway, what's good with my nigga Murder Mook? I'm like, who the little big nose dude to be battling on Smack? He like, yeah, well, you want to battle, you on Smack. So I'm like, man, why is this nigga even still battling? His soul's whack. This nigga need to record a hot track, get a contract, get off my sack, and fall back.
Woo!
He like, nah, see, he want to battle you because you the only other nigga good enough. So you know what I asked him, right? Well, how much grub this nigga talking about putting up? He like, well, it's all on you. You know this is all true, Smack. You know what this fraud do? See, we were supposed to battle on New Year's Eve, but this bitch-ass nigga canceled talking about he caught the flu. Now, when I seen that, I'm like, oh, this nigga's a shame. I mean, he can't even get in the game for a slave deal, for a whip and a chain. Because only time you put ice on your wrist is when it gets sprained. And only time you get your dick wet is when you piss in the rain.
Yeah.
It's a tragedy.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting burnt quicker than a calorie. Ain't this the same shit he played with Cassidy? You see me grinding. Now you want to crawl out your little rat hole to battle me. But see, I'm stacking. My grind heavy. I'm eating meals off these labels checks. This bitch-ass nigga been on Smack 6 times already, and you still ain't got a deal on the table yet. You ain't got Harlem with you, because none of your bars official. You just overstunt and lie in every rap. See, that's the problem with you. How you gonna talk about flipping cakes? Nigga, you softer than a muffin. Even your niggas know you frontin'. Talking about coke. The last time this nigga shaved the onion, he was in his kitchen on Thanksgiving making stuffing. You know, niggas ain't forced you to come clean because they ain't have no dirt on you. But see, I know you's a schoolboy. You know why I know you's a schoolboy? Because I did my homework on you.
I knew, here we go.
Because your government name is Jonathan Ankrum.
Mm-hmm.
You went to Fordham Prep Catholic.
Yeah.
That's a private school.
Yeah.
What you think I wasn't going to find that out? That's why we can't buy none of this gunplay that you're trying to shout. Because you left the violence out your life, played sports, and went the college route.
Mm-hmm.
So where you get all these bricks and whips and clips that you rhyme about?
Mm-hmm.
Come on, dog, cut it out with these fictional tales about digital scales. See, that's how I know. Deep down in your soul, this nigga is frail. And see, he lie because he don't know how to be himself in his rap. So he fabricates punchlines about gats and selling them packs. But see, I speak from the heart. That's why niggas feel this shit, because I keep it real. Nigga, you don't even keep it realistic. So tell the truth, dog. You ain't doing no crimes. Be you and your rhymes. So you's a homo rapper. You probably suck dick for studio time. Fuck out of here.
I just want to hear how this guy comes back. I like Mook. So bear with me. He just got his ass taken. No homo.
Yo. All right, Miss Jones. I don't want to be your friend after this. So I'm going to get this out real early. Suck my dick. Listen up. He don't want to see me get the pump, so just rap, or you could end up gift-wrapped in my nigga trunk. Lame fuck, stupid nigga. Ain't got a group of figures. Remind me of a useless picture. Couldn't get his change up. See, I see what's going on here. You trying to get your fame up. You battle gin, you 1 of 10, you hoping for the same luck. Well, guess what? Your little plan is about to be messed up. You see this lens? I killed a lot of cats in front of this shit. You about to be next up. This ain't that new movie. You ain't walking the glory role. Everybody want to know, so here's how the story goes. Smack called me, I was getting some head. He said, we got a victim, and it might involve you getting some bread. I said, what? I jumped up, I pushed the bitch off the bed. I said, wherever, tell me who he's dead. He said, you know money that battled Jen up in the fight club? Then I thought of you, my face lit up like a light bulb. I ain't none of these cats you might have battled on stage that had chest colds and viruses. I'm full-blown AIDS. I'm that time, listen, I'm like that time niggas say they could guard Jordan. Niggas say they could do it until they in that position and he make your ass look stupid. The street started talking, had me real curious, huh? But we all see he's nowhere near serious, Jones. I'm furious. I slap you delirious, Jones. Make you bleed like a bitch with a period. Now, niggas saying he's ass and that I'm Mayweather. And whether I may win, even though I'm way better. Well, if that shit's possible, and niggas saying he's ass, we gon' resort to the past. Meet Costa Zoo. The words break quick about me battling this. But you winning, Ripley's wouldn't even believe that shit. Your people gas you, right? Like, is he that sick? I'm the end of the road. If you beat me, that's it, right? Wrong. Even your own niggas know this wasn't a smart decision for your career, Mr. Jones. Oh, and I feel bad about the management behind you. Because when these labels see what I do, they ain't going to want to sign you. And them niggas that's behind you, they ain't going to laugh now. But I bet you, watch this DVD, look hard into the crowd, you're going to see a lot of your niggas not looking very proud. And he's an act. He don't rap. Hold on, he an act. He don't rap. He a comedian, Duke. You make niggas laugh, cause, well, that's the shit comedians do.
Yeah.
I got it all. Look at my last battles for proof. My bars make niggas go, whoop. That little nigga, there's the truth.
Yeah.
I go from Sicily to Brooklyn, Harlem to Hong Kong, Belgium to the Bronx.
Yeah.
From the Bronx, I be long gone. His man a bitch. Somebody throw him some pom-poms. I'm with the streets, cousin. It's murder move everywhere. This dickhead pipe telling niggas he my cousin. Easy, man.
I don't know. I don't know. You be a motherfucking judge on that one, baby boy. I don't know. Yeah. Wow. 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 Yes. The G Show said it the best way that can be said. Wow. It's amazing. It's amazing what motherfuckers come up with, man. And it's like, a lot of people say Sirius Jones is serious. Like, I mean, he does his thing. I've never really once, I mean, I might hear a couple of joints here and there. Like, personally, as far as my favorite freestylers, I would probably have to say it's between Reed Dollars and G Raw. I mean, it's between Reed Dollars and Joey Jihad. Damn, nah, I just can't say that because this is old head dude that be in Philly. I forget his name though, but I mean it's. When it comes from state to state, I think Philly got they holding it down on the underground freestyle tip. I mean, everybody that was hot, you know, nine times out of ten was from Philly. Freestyle wise, Cassidy. Look, Cassidy, that nigga doing his thing. That nigga still doing his thing. You know what I mean? Fucking Joey Jihad, he's doing his thing. You know what I mean? Reed Dollars, he got his own, well, he got his like little label that he's with, these Italian cats. I mean, now he's driving around the motherfucking Ferrari. Reed Dollars is in the dirtiest, dustiest part of Philly, and he the only Negro that has a Ferrari on that dingy, dusty-ass block in Philly. I don't even think he lives in North Philly. I think he lives in Southwest. I mean, so it's like, it's amazing, man. It really is. We got 10 minutes left in the Angry Bastard edition. This is the station that lets you speak your mind. Hit us up, 914-338-1782. If you're in Yonkers, then this should be nothing for you. I mean, it's a Yonkers area code, right? So stop being a cheap bastard. If you want to use a payphone, go use a payphone. I don't know how the fuck you got a computer on, but you got internet access, but you ain't got phone access. What kind of shit is that? It's backwards. There's some backwards shit. Instead of paying $20 a month for a phone, you rather pay $60 a month for internet access. You backwards ass niggas. Anyway, we're gonna keep it moving. You know, this is what I do 9 times out of 10 if I'm on the dolo. And, you know, I play like little videos here and there. You know, I might play some songs, talk about, you know, stupid shit. This next up is The Game. Still promoting his LP with this bullshit. Accepted Bow Wow, 100K Madden 2009 battle, but raises the stakes. Tell Sierra she got to suck everyone off on the Madden bus. I will beat the motherfucking dirt off your little head. Why is everybody coming at Bow Wow? Like, he's a little nigga. Why is everybody coming at Bow Wow? It makes no sense. Shout out to guest 1158 holding it down. Thank you for tuning in to AB Radio, Angry Bastard Radio. We might actually do a show tonight. I don't know. After now, I'm lying to you. Yeah, I'm not doing a show tonight. If I do a show tonight, I'm not going to fucking wake up tomorrow morning. And I'm going to be late to my other job, and I'm going to end up getting fired. I mean, I won't be, you know, fuck that. So we're just doing a show from here, from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Remember that. Make sure you do the word of mouth thing. Tomorrow we should be fully staffed. When we're fully staffed, we're hilarious. Hit us up on my MySpace page, myspace.com/... Angry_bastard_radio. Once again, it's myspace.com/angry_bastard_radio. Hey, yo, DJ Show, seem like a cool, decent person, man. Seem like a cool dude. Maybe you should put your showtime down so I can check this shit out, you know, see what's popping off on your show. Guest 1158. Where you calling from, and, you know, spit on the A-sex location. I'm taking it back to the old AOL days. Well, while you're thinking about that, let me put this next track on. This is Game coming at, I guess, a little Bow Wow. Charts. Young Berg This guy's a fucking, he's gay, man. He's got to be homosexual. This guy has a star. This guy has a tiny-ass star on his cheek. What the fuck kind of shit? What kind of gay shit is that? This guy's, his name is Youngberg. He's a flame. But see, I'm just a hater. So who gives a fuck? Kanye West ads are bothering NYC subway patrons. Ordering B. You know what? I really don't feel like reading that shit. Dame Dash is not paying his mortgage. So sad. Motherfucker, you have money. You know what? This is a damn shame. This makes no sense at all. How are people making money but not paying for shit? Stop buying rims. Stop buying clothes. Stupid clothes. Stop fucking spending $2 million on fucking fish that are going to die in 2 weeks. Stop fucking, you know, stop buying like 10 fucking cars you're not going to drive. You're only going to drive one car. Why are you driving? Why do you have 10 cars in your driveway? Does that make any sense? Why do you have two big-ass fucking houses that you don't use? Why do you have three swimming pools? You have three damn swimming pools. And you don't go in neither one. Why? That makes no sense at all. And now you're broke. You can't even pay your fucking mortgage. You want to buy all this dumb shit, and you can't even pay your mortgage. Get the fuck out of here. Are you serious? And then they try to blame it. Oh, well, stop burning CDs. That shit don't mean nothing. Record labels own a record label. They will always have money. That felt good. Moving on to other news. Why is Tigger, Big Tigger, why is he still existing? Like, he's a piece of shit. No one cares. I mean, when is he gonna get out of his grandma's basement? That's what I want to know. That's just all I want to know. You know, Jennifer Hudson and her fat ass. Jennifer Hudson looks like a mixture of Missy Elliott and my golden retriever. Joel Santana. What the fuck? Where you been at? Talk about you on the show yesterday. You ain't been nowhere. And Jim Jones is a. And Jim Jones with them tight ass pants. Take them tight ass. Nigga, you're making money. You are making money. So stop shopping at Kmart and getting them cheap ass fucking clothes. You know what? Tomorrow's show, I'm so fucking fed up. Tomorrow's gonna be Fed Up Thursdays. Damn it. I'm putting it out here. This is Angry Bastard Radio. If I'm by myself or I'm fully staffed, damn it, it's gonna be Angry Bastard Radio tomorrow. Because it is each and every Monday through Friday. And tomorrow's gonna be Fed Up fucking Thursday. I'm going to be all the shit that I'm fed up with. Dealing with hip-hop stars, to rock and roll, to fucking news, to women, to men. Everything I'm fed up with is going to be popping off. 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. tomorrow, Thursday. Don't miss out. MySpace.com/angry_bastard_radio. Thank you for listening tonight. I'm GQ. Big shout out to the two people that showed up in the motherfucking chat room, and only one motherfucker said one thing. Shout out to y'all anyway, though, for showing up. And be here tomorrow from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. God bless everybody. I'll pray for y'all tonight. Damn it, Fed Up Thursday. I'm out. Peace.